So how does a Trump supporter feel about the firing of FBI Director James Comey? Let's bring in Republican strategist Paris Denard. Paris, to the claims that this is suspicious, that a president fires the man who's investigating the president's campaign's ties to Russia, you say what?
I say first, hello, Robin.
Hello, Paris.
And secondly,
I'm trying to give you every second here.
Right. But secondly, I say, look, this came from a recommendation from the Deputy Attorney General, who served as a U.S. attorney under the previous administration, right, and he recommended Director Comey's termination. That's important.
This is so Rod Rosenstein.
That's Rod Rosenstein. And he was by no means a partisan hack. He came into this position, I think, 2 weeks ago, and he made the determination that based on his observations and his research and the data collected and the evidence shown to him, he did not have confidence that Director Comey could lead the agency effectively, and the attorney general agreed with him, and the president signed off on it. Now, I would say this. Mm-hmm. I think the president and the administration has got to explain the timing, because if you go back to when President Bush was in office and everyone wanted him to get rid of Donald Rumsfeld, but he didn't because he didn't want to be political during the midterm elections. Midterm elections happened, Republicans lost, and then he fired.
So are you saying that maybe Donald Trump should have waited for the investigation to play out? Because I know you're pointing to Rod Rosenstein. The New York Times writes that administration officials were told to look for a reason to fire James Comey. Slate writes they found that reason in Rod Rosenstein, who may sincerely believe that James Comey mishandled the Clinton emails. But you know Trump didn't. You've seen the montages of now President Trump, but then candidate Trump, praising James Comey for his handling of those Clinton emails. He does not believe that. He tweeted that as recently as a couple weeks ago that he praised Comey. You can see why people don't believe that.
You can, but I think after you saw the testimony on the Hill a few days ago when he had to walk back the comments about Huma Abedin's involvement in her emails, I think it just eroded the confidence that he was leading a credible investigation and was doing the right things.
Let's remind people that, in fact, James Comey had claimed there were hundreds of thousands of emails that had to be investigated by his FBI. He closed that investigation. He said, in fact, most were copies. But it turns out maybe 12 were suspect. So are you saying Donald Trump is now saying, shame on you, James Comey, for not getting that right?
I think the president is saying, based upon the people who advise him on this, the attorney general and the deputy attorney general, who the FBI director reports to, they said this is someone who does not have the confidence of the people who are doing this every single day. Therefore, he has got to go. The president agreed and said, for the good of the country and for the good of the FBI, for law enforcement everywhere, he's got to go. But he also pointed out in his letter, I will add, mm-hmm, Robin, that former FBI director Comey said that President Trump was not under any investigation as related to Russia. Now, the last point is this. The Russia investigation can still continue on the Hill and on other sources. And so this is not to say that just because Comey's gone, no investigation on Russia.
Well,
that's not true.
Well, speaking of Russia, what about the optics of this? He fires the man who's investigating possible ties to Russia. Today he meets with Russian officials, including the foreign minister, and doesn't allow American media in. Russia publishes pictures of a lot of smiling backslapping going on. The optics aren't good, Paris.
Listen, I've always criticized, if you will, the Obama presidency for their optics on certain things I thought were particularly off. And I think that the optics here don't make a lot of sense because it feeds into the narrative that there was something that was connected to Russia. However, I will give them the benefit of the doubt and say that there was nothing there that's nefarious because we know that this Russian foreign minister met with everyone, Republicans and Democrats alike.
Well, Paris, talk more about the way this has been handled. Last night, reporters said they were hearing from White House aides that the White House was stunned that Democrats weren't happy about this. CNN's Jeff Zeleny did a stand-up at the White House last night. He described Trump aides huddled in the dark trying to think how to respond. Kellyanne Conway finally showed up on CNN, but had a tough time with Anderson Cooper. Let's listen to a little.
Why now are you concerned about the Hillary Clinton email investigation when, as a candidate, Donald Trump was praising it from the campaign trail?
I think you're looking at the wrong set of facts here. In other words, you're going back to the campaign. This man is the president of the United States. He acted decisively today. He took the recommendation of his deputy attorney general who oversees the FBI directory. It doesn't make sense.
Anderson,
I know that's a new talking point.
So, Paris, once again, we're being told we're looking at the wrong set of facts. This just adds, you got a couple seconds here, but this just adds to the notion that this is an administration that doesn't know how to do it.
No, I wouldn't go that far, Robin. What I would say is that we're going to see more and more of this happening. Positions that candidate Trump took are going to be different than the positions that the President of the United States, Donald Trump, takes because of intelligence, because of advice from his advisors, like in this case from the Deputy Attorney General and the Attorney General. You're going to see more of that because on the campaign trail, it's something totally different. When you get in there and you get the intelligence, you see the information, and when you're starting to govern, you have to act differently. And he acted appropriately, and several senators praised his actions, saying it was the right thing to do.
Republican strategist Paris Denard. Paris, we will keep the conversation going. Thanks, as always.
Anytime. My pleasure.